Welcome to Add to Party, a friendship simulator masquerading as a news show. I'm your host, James Hartwell, and I'm joined by
Charles Jamat, and I'm joined by
Andy Kay.
Good evening, gentlemen. Climate change is over. It was cool today.
Climate change solved.
That's right. After a week straight of 95 plus temperatures, it came down to like a reasonable 82 today. So you know what? I think we're all set.
I saw something, and James, as our resident TikTok expert, have you seen, it's something called like pink sauce or something?
I mean, sauce is a classic Italian pasta sauce.
Oh, is it really? Well,
yeah.
Apparently some TikToker is making it, right? She's just making this out of her.
Oh, yeah, I did see this. And she's just shipping it without any. She's just putting into fucking plastic delicatessen jars and shipping sauce in the mail without any ice or anything. She just wraps it up.
And it contains dairy.
Yeah.
A sauce that contains dairy during a heat wave, although we did just solve climate change, but this was before it. Yeah, a box sitting in 100-degree weather on your stoop, just cooking that dairy. Watch out, people on TikTok. Don't just buy stuff.
And well, first of all, how dare you?
What did I do?
I did buy cookies off TikTok one time, and they were good. However, you know, I didn't eat them like quickly. And I remember one day I just opened one, bit into it, and it was like moldy. And I went, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So is this a big thing on TikTok, like local or small owned businesses just selling food?
I don't know if that's like a big thing. Oh. I think it was just someone being like, I have a big following because people watch me for my recipe videos. Mm-hmm. So Venmo me some money and I'll send it to you. Sure. Completely ignoring any health, food, shipping, safety, anything like that.
Were they good though?
I don't know. I didn't see the person. I just saw like the quick video of them putting wrapped plastic containers into a box with no ice or anything.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking about the cookies. If the cookies were good.
Oh, the cookies were good. I mean, before they went bad, they were good.
Right. Naturally.
I'm surprised you're still using TikTok.
Wait, why?
Because of the entire security thing that came up again recently where they're like, you know, when we weren't sending it to China. We're still sending it to China. And then it was like, how much of it are we sending to China?
Absolutely
everything on your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything. Really? Yeah. Everything. Everything accessible on your phone. Even when you say don't do it, it's still doing it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, then, yes, I wouldn't put you on my phone.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but there's so much good millennial content on there, Charles.
Millennial? I thought it's for the Zoomers, James.
Absolutely
not.
No.
Some of my favorite people on TikTok are like 60 years old,
including your neighbor.
That's true.
Oh, wow. I guess it is. Well, and now China knows that too.
That's right. China knows everything. And that's okay. I mean, they already know that I hate them. What are they gonna do to me?
Actually, that I already... what are they gonna do?
That's it. Get somebody important with TikTok.
I guess.
Well, that's fair. I mean, yeah. Vin Diesel has it on his phone. The Rock has it on his phone.
Listen, we can't lose those national treasures. Okay.
That's right.
Protect them at all costs. Keep out China.
Ariana Grande has it on her phone.
Uh oh. So wait, is the Epic Store also selling the same information? Because everybody got mad at Epic.
I mean, the Epic Store is Tencent owns a 10% stake of Epic Games, which is a non-controlling share. So I don't know.
Well, I know was a big issue, but I guess we all forgive TikTok.
Saudi Arabia bought some company too.
Oh, really?
I think that was, THQ.
Oh.
Saudi Arabia bought like a big share of, or whatever, the Embracer Group.
What are they going to do with THQ?
Saudi Arabia. You
know, make another Darksiders?
They're going to hold off on releasing Darksiders 4 like I want
the one. Oh, wait, we got Darksiders 4, didn't we?
Oh, you didn't. You got Darksiders Genesis, over the shoulder, an isometric game that you can play all the horsemen in, not a third-person action adventure.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Last month, Embracer Group announced last week that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, through its savvy gaming group, has made a $1 billion investment in the company, granting an 8.1 stake in Embracer Group. That's right. That's right, Andy. When you buy Saints Row Remake, you will be you will be giving dividends to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Uh-oh. The money's going every... Now, is Embracer the one that we all didn't realize existed but owns every...
Yes, that's studio? The one.
Okay. Okay. Well, I guess why not? Everybody's got their hand in everything, guys.
Listen, except
what's Trump's social media platform?
That's already gone. I don't even remember.
Okay. Name. Well, I was going to say, at least we can depend on that not selling data, although I'm 100% sure it sells data.
Listen, I understand if you don't want to install TikTok for the horrible security nightmare that it is.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, I installed fucking cracked ROMs for games the entirety of my life up till like 10 years ago. So, you know what? All my information has been leaked. Also, the Equifax leak happened. All of your information is already out there and actually gone.
That's a good point. Look, everybody has our social security number.
Yes, yeah. That information is important. The real important information, though, is your habit data, which is what TikTok gets. Like, you get it, understand, you know, it knows your behavior. That's it. By how often you do and open apps, what you check, what you're
looking at. And it watches your face sometimes.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Oh, yes. His pupils dilated.
It's absolutely using every piece of data points it can have. It takes.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Let me tell you, that algorithm is razor sharp.
I
was in the mood to talk about it mostly because I had to talk about software security for a bit today. It's fun.
Now, listen, should people be installing TikTok on phones that, you know, are related to, you know, secure data? And no, do people do that? Yes, but people are dumb.
Interesting. Do you think Biden has it on his phone?
No, absolutely not. Biden uses a shuttle bug.
Oh my God, I completely forgot that existed. Does it still exist?
Yeah. Hold on, shuttle bug phone. Let's see. Oh, the jitterbug. Excuse me.
Oh, it was the jitterbug? Ew, yeah. The shuttle bug came up with... Ugh, I don't want to look at this.
Well, security nightmares about our dystopian society where companies know every decision we make and every move we make, using them to generate even better content to make us more pliable drones for their global plans of domination.
That's right, James.
Let's talk about Marvel's new content.
Hey, you know what? I bet that was planned using stolen data, too. They know what we want. And my question for you guys is, do you want any of it?
Oh, God, yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So if you didn't know, San Diego Comic-Con was this weekend. And that included panels from Marvel, a release of a Dungeons & Dragons movie trailer, which we'll talk about in a second, and DC's very sad offerings. But Marvel definitely had the most interesting thing, which they had two panels 2 days apart, one about their animated and one about their live action. I want to say, so for the live act or for the animated, just to kind of sum it up very quickly, What If season 2 things are coming in there. They talked about that. They announced a 5-episode Baby Groot short that will be coming to Disney Plus. So like
Baby Groot?
Baby Groot.
Geniuses?
No, like you know how Groot's the big tree guy, Andy?
Oh, Groot. Sorry, yes. I heard group and I was like, a group of babies?
No, Baby Groot.
They talk a language we can't understand?
That's Baby Geniuses.
I know. I want another one.
And also that there will be a specific Marvel zombie show coming out, rated M for mature. So they're really going to get in there.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Wait, a zombie one?
Yeah, Marvel Zombies, which is a comic brand.
Oh.
And it will be mature.
With
all the gore that comes with that in an animated series.
And maybe kissing.
They also announced that the X-Men 1999, what would you call that again? Revival. Thank you, Andy. Mm-hmm. Has already been approved for a second season.
Did it release?
No.
Oh.
What's that? The animated X-Men 1999 series, Charles.
Oh, that they were going to redo it or continue it?
They're continuing it. And season one is coming out, I think, this year, maybe next. But they've already approved season two of it.
Wow.
They also announced that all the voice actors from the original series are back.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty fun.
But they better record as many as possible, because some of those actors are probably really old.
You're still really quiet, Charles.
This far, I was too far away.
Too far away, Charles.
You got the mic arm. Just lean back and bring it to you, buddy. Make love to the mic.
No. I like to keep things at a distance as a metaphor for my heart.
That's true. And that's fair.
Arms.
That is fair. So those are kind of the big news from the animation. And then we had the live action one where very similar to 2019, which was the last time we were allowed to have conventions that mattered, where Feige revealed the phase 4 plans. He revealed the plans for phase 5 of Marvel and a little bit of phase 6 as well, calling it the multiverse saga.
Oh no.
We
don't need
multiverse. Andy doesn't like multiverse, remember?
I don't. Well, except for Everything Everywhere All at Once. It's done. We did it.
That's it.
We can move on now.
Perfectly executed Everything Everywhere All at Once multiverse movie. I agree.
Yeah. Otherwise, multiverses just feel bleh. No, they're just not for me. I need to look at it that way. I'm glad you're excited, James. I want to support and encourage you.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, that's great. So what does that mean for Marvel, though? When you say multiverse in Marvel, what does that even mean?
Well, that we addressed this in Spider-Man No Way Home and Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, Andy.
Okay, so here's the thing. Let's get rid of phase 5 and phase 6.
And we're not, but go ahead.
Charles sent me a clip from No Way Home. Wait, was it No Way Home?
Yeah.
Yeah, of that wonderful scene of multiverse Spider-Men getting to talk to each other and just enjoy time with each other. I want that movie. We don't need any of this. We need
all of about it.
Three spider friends. Okay,
and that's three spider friends.
that's all I want.
Spider roommates.
Oh my god, they're roommates! Yes. Oh, what a fun time! There's your multiverse, James.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's so weird. I don't know. I thought I had this, but anyway, Phase 5 is going to consist of. So Phase 4 will be ending with Wakanda Forever, which comes out this November, which, by the way, so we've been talking shit about that for a while now. That trailer is fantastic if you haven't watched it.
Yeah, easily the best trailer, I feel like, from any Marvel thing.
Which one again?
Wakanda Black Panther Forever. 2.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's okay.
That trailer is incredible. Wow. So I still don't know if that's going to be a good movie, but I've upgraded it from doubtful to maybe.
Ooh, generous, James.
I know. But past that, we then launch into Phase 5, which starts with Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, which is already a known property, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, The Marvels, starring Miss Marvel and Captain Marvel, the Mahershala Ali Blade movie, can't fucking wait for that, Captain America New World Order, which will be the first Captain America movie helmed by, who's the guy who plays
Anthony Mackie.
Thank you, Anthony Mackie. And Thunderbolts, which is basically kind of like the Suicide Squad of the Marvel Universe. This is also including with Secret Invasion, which is a Disney Plus TV show. Echo, which is another Disney Plus TV show. Loki season 2. Ironheart, which is which is about Riri Williams, who will be appearing in Wakanda Forever. She's basically like the young hip Tony Stark. Agatha, Coven of Chaos. So Agatha from WandaVision getting her own show. And Daredevil Born Again, an 18 episode series starring Charlie Cox. We did it, everyone. We did it, everyone. We brought him back.
Wow. Oh, can it be just a lawyer drama?
I mean, there'll probably be a little lawyer drama in there.
Oh, I don't need action. I just want them to speak quickly and intelligently at each other.
Well, I mean, here's a great thing, right? Charlie Cox is definitely perfectly casted as Daredevil. And that's why everyone wanted him back. I think one of the best things about Daredevil is that Charlie Cox actually has a great calming voice when he's like in his lawyer talk.
You're yeah.
Like, yeah, I could trust this lawyer.
Yeah, I want him to be my lawyer.
Yeah. You're right. You know, so it's great.
I want that.
Yeah. Yeah. And Vincent D'Onofrio returning again. I think Vincent D'Onofrio will also be an Echo as Kingpin, but we'll see about that. Also, She-Hulk will be coming out this August, which is about phase 4, which is another lawyer drama, Andy.
Oh, does she get to talk quickly and technically?
I think so. I think that might be more of a lawyer drama than Daredevil will be.
I really like lawyer dramas, and I love it when they drink at the bar after their cases.
I think that will happen.
Oh, I just want to hear about their day.
And best of all, Andy, she is that while also being a giant attractive woman.
That's go. Right. Imagine her in a power suit. She'll take over the
world. You'll see it. Yeah. But yeah,
Are there any like surprise directors announced?
They haven't announced any directors yet. I mean, besides the fact
for something, actually today for phase six, James, if you want to move to phase 6 real quick.
Sure. Yeah. And then phase 6, I don't have the picture here, which sucks, but for phase 6, they've only revealed 3 movies. Fantastic Four will be kicking off phase 6. And then phase 6 will be ending with 2 movies, much like Infinity War and Endgame ended phase 3, which is Avengers, The Kang Dynasty, and Avengers Secret Wars.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so the thing they announced about Avengers The Kang Dynasty is that Daniel Destin Cretton, the guy who directed Shang-Chi, it will be directing Avengers The Kang Dynasty.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's a big get for him.
Yeah, no, it's going to be good. I was like, listen, I trust him on getting some great fight sequences. There's some good stuff there.
Yeah. I mean, noticeably absent from this was Shang-Chi 2, but I would have to imagine that that's somewhere in phase 6. They just haven't quite figured out where to put it yet.
Yeah.
I'm
excited for Secret Wars. That was my favorite arc.
Secret Wars is great. I'm not going to spend 20 minutes describing Secret Wars, but it's it's Marvel's multiverse war. Yeah. And it's super fucking cool.
Yeah.
And the X-Men are heavily involved.
Yeah. To be absolutely reductive, it's kind of like if somebody were to take all these Marvel characters and put them into Fortnite, which they already did. But serious for real this time.
Oh, so it's a Fortnite movie.
There you go, Andy. You did it. You found out.
I found out. Listen, I want weird directors for these movies. Can they have just like weird art house Marvel movies?
Oh, that's what they do, because that's how they save money.
I want a movie by Darren Aronofsky. I want a Requiem for a Dream of Marvel. I want David Lynch.
You're not gonna get Lynch. I almost feel like they might get an Aronofsky movie. I don't know what movie they could do for it. I'm trying to think of what I mean, like a Doctor Strange wouldn't be a bad place to put an Aronofsky, you know? Yeah. I don't know. Like we said, the Daniels have to get a movie.
Oh, they would be
I need wonderful. The Daniels to get a movie. Absolutely.
Maybe they'll get the X-Men movie.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Yeah. Oh,
give it to the Knives Out guy. I like him too.
Right. Well, Rian Johnson and Disney have an interesting relationship.
Oh, Star Wars.
Yeah.
It wasn't
so bad. No, it wasn't, but it's, you know, I think Rian Johnson is staying away from nerds for a while. And you know what? He deserves to. But yeah, no, I mean, this, I think we'll see probably a lot of new directors coming in here. I mean, we have to find out the cast for Fantastic Four, by the way. Something else they revealed at San Diego Comic-Con. So Will Poulter will be playing Adam Warlock in Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Mm-hmm. Do you know who Will Poulter is?
Yep.
I do know.
Andy, do you know?
No.
You may know him best as the person in the meme where it's like, you guys are getting paid?
Oh, I don't know that meme. Is this a TikTok thing, James?
No, it's not. This is
an old meme.
Yeah, it's an old meme. But basically, he's known being like super skinny, super fucking like waifish. Oh, here's the picture. And the Marvel machine does it again. Look at this man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, here we go. There's original Will Poulter.
Holy crap. For our listeners at home, he's jacked now.
Yeah, the Marvel machine does it again.
Holy crap.
I want to get cast in a Marvel movie. They can pay me $0. I just want to fucking go on their weight loss plan.
Funny story about that. There was another person. Let's see if you remember him, Jimmy Wong of Video Game
Asian Jim to be reductive.
he played in the live action Mulan film as one of the three. That you know, and he has like barely any lines of the film. They made him get super jacked.
I'm looking, his name is Randall Park, by the way. I'm looking,
no, I'm not, I did not say Asian Jim, I said Jimmy Wong.
Jimmy Wong is Randall Park.
No, real life person, Jimmy Wong.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because I was wondering why you would make a weird Asian joke about Asian Jim right now. And I was just like,
it's because the person he plays in Marvel is understand my confusion now.
Okay. Maybe just chuck yourself a little. That's it. He posted a bathroom selfie when he was going through the workout regimen. I'm not sure if you're finding it if you just searched Jimmy Wong.
Jimmy Wong.
But yeah, that's it. He got shredded.
There's this picture. Oh, here it is. Here we go.
There we go. Yeah,
that's not him.
Oh, all right. Well, no, I don't
that's
know. It.
That's a little bit racist again. Just clicking another.
I don't know him from Adam. All right. Yeah, okay.
This is a little awkward. Just
I see Jimmy Wong on Twitter and I clicked it. Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That's it. That's just another Asian person.
Listen, I know Will Poulter, a good down home American white boy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But no, yeah, that the fucking Marvel machine is ridiculous. Even like Shuri in the Wakanda Forever trailer did look like she got pretty toned for that movie. And I know Lupita Nyong'o. How do you say her last name? I always forget.
I actually don't know properly how to say it.
Lupita. I spell her name wrong, but it'll get me there. Nyong'o, I think is how you say it. Yeah, she's been posting regular like Instagram things about her getting fucking jacked for Wakanda Forever too.
Wait, is this the vaccine denier?
That's Shuri. Yeah. Who I forget her actress's name.
Letitia Wright.
Letitia Wright. Yeah. Yeah.
Is she still the lead of Black Panther?
You don't know who, based on the trailer, you don't know who the lead is.
Okay.
Definitely Lupita gets the most screen time in the trailer. Mm-hmm. Next to Namor, Prince of Atlantis, although they did reveal that it's not Atlantis. I think it's like Talchan, which is an ancient Mayan sunken city. Because okay. They're really pushing like Namor being more of like Mexican and Mayan descent in this movie. Okay. which is awesome. That's a cool way to make him less stupid, because he's real dumb in the fucking comics.
Oh, no.
No, I mean, like, he's cool. I mean, he's fine and everything, but, like, his design has always been, like, a Speedo, and he's got little wings on his feet.
They weren't running out of ideas.
Yeah, I think making him Mayan inspired is really cool. Yeah, Andy, here's look at that Speedo.
He's gonna save the world in that thing.
It's really hard to make underwater superheroes look cool, because they just,
when you're,
like,
not, why when you're not Jason Momoa.
Yeah, because the question is just like, why would you put more clothes on them? It's just like, you're right, why would you?
I also like this idea that they brought the wings back, but it makes sense because of, like, the Mayan decoration on his feet.
Sure.
Yeah, here we go, Andy. Oh, no, this is a good picture. Don't do this to me, Google. Whatever.
For our listeners at home, it looks exactly like you think it does.
Yeah, see, let's look at his little wings on his feet.
Is that how he swims so fast?
I don't know.
I'm like, he's so strong because the underwater pressures of the ocean is so tremendous, his body had to adapt to it.
Oh.
Listen, Aquaman is a better hero than Namor, and that's sad because Aquaman's not that great a hero. But maybe Wakanda Forever will fix that.
Yeah, maybe.
Because he looks fucking awesome in that fucking trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that all got announced. It's really cool. She-Hulk still looking like a hot mess. I believe the director came out the other day and said, you know, I think we really would have thought about how much we want to have a CGI character on the screen. And that's like, oh, that's some backtracking. you're really trying to soften the blow there. We'll see. Hopefully if it's a good show with shitty visuals, I can get over it. However, it's a bad show with shitty visuals, it might be a little rougher.
Oh, man. But let me tell you about that. That's it. I'm going to derail a little bit to talk about the Resident Evil Netflix series that came out. Eight episodes.
Go for it.
So, okay. Remember what James said right there. Bad CGI with a good story, passable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Resident Evil has no redeeming qualities. Well, okay. Almost no redeeming qualities here. Okay.
Aww.
Now, the only saving grace is that Lance Reddick is in the show, and he plays a black Albert Wesker. And one, nothing wrong with that. Okay. He actually has a really good style and everything. But James, I want you to Google Lance Reddick Wesker and look for the image of him in his Wesker attire, because that is, they did not do him favors.
It's
there it is. I saw.
There you go.
That is not Wesker. That is not Wesker.
No, keep going. No, keep going. Yeah. Keep going. Because, like, there he is. That's Wesker.
Oh, yeah.
So the big joke about it was when they revealed him. So they do in the show, there's this sort of mystery, because you're just like, Albert Wesker is treating like this kind father figure. But then they finally reveal that Wesker has clones, and original Wesker, it just looks like fucking somebody cosplaying his Blade.
He looks like Spirit Halloween Blade. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They did no favors. That was like, somebody was like, what's in the studio department leftovers? And they're like, got it. Yeah. It was very sad, but otherwise, Lance Reddick does a great job.
Oh, God.
That's a shame, because Lance Reddick's such a good actor.
Yeah, he's great. He's really good in this series. But here's the problem. The main focus of the series is like this. It does flashbacks to like the past and then to the present of a post-apocalyptic world. Surprise. And you follow this woman named Jade. And the flashbacks of when are before the apocalypse of the world, where her father, Albert Wesker, because her name is revealed to be Jade Wesker, was working in a town in South Africa called New Raccoon City after the original Raccoon City got destroyed mysteriously.
Mm.
But the problem is, Jade as a protagonist has no likable qualities, either as an adult or as a young person, as a kid. Jade plays this 14-year-old person. She also has another sister. She also has a sister, so it's kind of like a sister drama. But this, as a child, she makes all the dumb decisions and then yells at everybody else and never takes responsibility for it.
Aww.
And never throughout the entire series, even after visibly causing a lot of problems for other people and hurting them, she never takes responsibility for it. So you go, well, I don't care about these people whatsoever. And then they just keep making stupid decisions. And then in the present, same thing. Like, it's just like, oh, she's like 30 years old now and then still has all these problems. And you're just like, this is fucking stupid. And then, you know, and you could probably guess in the future, in the present timeline of the post-apocalyptic, Lance Reddick isn't there to save the day as an actor. So you're just like, this is fucking dumb.
Why do they have a scene where they sing a song?
Who sings a song? What make,
there's like a scene where one of the some woman like sings a song weirdly.
Oh, there's a, I don't know. There is a,
All right, that's been making the cringe TikTok reels.
Yeah. There is this thing where, there's the CEO of Umbrella now is this descendant of, you know, Dr. Marcus in Resident Evil lore. Marcus was one of the founders of Umbrella Corp in the lore. But in this show, he had a daughter, and the daughter took over the company after the Raccoon City incident. And the weird thing about it is she was she looked like this, you know, attractive 20-something person that's the CEO in the flashback. And then you cut to present time and she looks like she hasn't aged a day. And you're like, well, that's weird.
Robot.
And then they wave it away and finding out that she's actually like this dummy CEO, like a figurehead that's being kept alive by being pumped with drugs and robotics.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fair.
Eight episodes. So that line was thrown out there like nothing. Like, it just... Well, you're like, so you've just been controlling her? I'll pump them full of drugs, blah, blah, blah. It's useful to have, you know, so enemies to focus on them instead of me. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's an exciting plot twist.
So you wouldn't recommend it.
Save your time in life.
And you didn't like the new movie either.
No, that movie was terrible. Yeah.
Can't catch a break, Resident Evil. Except the game. The game is good.
Games are still good. Mm-hmm. Two other things to wrap up San Diego Comic-Con news. One was the trailer for the Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves trailer came out, which looks surprisingly good. Like, it's kind of... Again, trailers are so tough because you can almost cut a good movie out of any trailer, right? You can cut a good trailer out of almost any movie, but this feels like they really understand what makes Dungeons and Dragons Dungeons and Dragons. Like, the way every plot set up is like, we are a lovable gang of thieves and we stole something and we shouldn't have stole it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And that, you know, like, Chris Pine plays a bard who's the face of the party.
What is he from?
Chris Pine? He was Kirk in the new Star Treks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he was also the love interest in Wonder Woman.
He was also one of the princes in Into the Woods.
Right. Oh. See, I felt bad watching this trailer.
Why?
Because I kept thinking, I don't want this. And why? I don't know why. Because there's nothing inherently bad about it. I was actually, it had me thinking, and I asked about Chris Pine because I didn't really recognize him. Well, I kind of did, but not really. And I was like, would I like this trailer more or this movie more if it had like an A-list celebrity that I recognized? And then I was like, well, that's pretty vain.
Well, hold on. You got Hugh Grant, you got Michelle Rodriguez, Justice Smith, Andy.
Who are any of these people?
You know who Michelle Rodriguez is. Don't lie. Yes, you do.
Okay.
She was in Lost. She was in Fast and Furious.
No.
Oh God. Justice Smith was the human lead of Detective Pikachu. He's also Will Smith's son.
That was a fun movie.
Yeah.
Wait, is Justice Smith also Will Smith's son?
Hold on, I might have got that wrong. Who am I thinking of?
Jaden Smith, right?
Jaden, I know, is the...
No, wait, hold on.
Justice Smith sounds like a familiar name, though.
Yeah, because he was the person in Detective Pikachu.
Yeah. No, he's not. He's not Will Smith's son. That's so funny. I always thought he was Will Smith's son because I was like, "Who's this person? Why is he getting all these movies?" I assumed it's because he was
Will Smith's son. That's reasonable.
I just assumed nepotism.
Yeah. I was like, "Wow, man! Thank God he's better than Jaden."
Well,
I was like,
"Screw me!"
I was like, "At least one of those kids turned out right." Yeah, no, but I think it looks fun. Internet nerds were immediately mad because druids can't shapeshift into owl bears or some shit.
Oh my god! Wait,
D&D rules, lawyers. You know,
listen, I have more grounded criticism. So my question is, what actually makes a D&D movie? I always found it weird necessarily to think about doing a D&D movie just because I was like, well, it's just a fantasy movie, right? It's just like any generic fantasy movie, because D&D's backstory is just every fantasy thing. It's every fantasy trope. And I was just like, okay, so how do you make a fantasy movie and make it feel like D&D without actually doing mechanics of D&D? Like, because my thing about the film, I'm not even going to say it's going to be good or bad, because, you know, you could make something good from it. Like, how would you do it here to make it look like D&D? Like, if you didn't put the name D&D, the only thing that could tell you something is D&D was there's a couple of more distinct things, right? One, an owl bear. Two, a gelatinous cube. Three, a mimic.
Yep. Also, someone did Misty Step.
Oh, I wouldn't know that. I couldn't tell the difference. What's a Misty Step look like other than somebody teleporting? Like, that would just be whatever, right? Like,
yeah. Well, isn't Misty Step after your hit?
That's Escape.
Oh, that's Misty Escape. Okay.
Yeah. So like, that's my thing, right? Where I just like, I mean, sure. Like, it could still be good. But I honestly would just be like, I don't know. You have to do everything iconic. You have to like throw in everything in order to be like, that is D&D. And you're just like, huh? Because I personally, the charm of D&D and making it fun is the table talk. and like, if you're doing a serious fantasy movie, I like to think like it, and this is again saying it could still be a good movie, but I always find it weird just because I was like, okay, it would be hard to distinguish from being any other generic fantasy movie.
Mm-hmm. I think, and this is what I've heard, is that the way this movie is framed is that it's closer to what you're saying, Charles, in that it's not a serious fantasy movie. It's like if someone took a friend's D&D campaign and turned it into a movie.
And that's actually so, like, my problem.
Well, no, but I mean, like, the characters will make quips and decisions in a way that, like, you would at a table. And it's all... Mm-hmm. A certain level of tongue-in-cheek and not serious. I think the Critical Role people might be making cameos in this movie. I think I heard that somewhere.
Oh.
So
I kind of like that idea, though, like it being like a bit irreverent, right? And like having just like some, like, you know, nat 20 moments where just something super dumb happens that shouldn't, but
yeah. Right.
I think that could be fun. I like it when you described it as that warmed me up to the movie, honestly.
But that's I don't know that for sure. I have heard it described that way to me, but that doesn't mean when we actually get the product, it will be like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the fact, like I said, like if what I heard in the Critical Role people are there, also, like, you know, Hasbro is making this movie, right? This is the first movie from Hasbro's movie division. So, you know, they know, like, their audience, right, to a certain extent. So if they, you know, did this, you know, if they didn't Hollywood it out, right, I think it could be good. I'm pleasantly optimistic.
For okay. This.
I am.
You
reserved.
Won me over to it, and then it'll be bad.
Yeah, Andy. Okay. Probably it's. I'm hoping for a solid 7.5 out of 10 from this movie.
7.5 is pretty good.
Yeah. I go to this movie, have a few laughs, a couple cool scenes. I don't look at my watch. I eat some popcorn. I had a great time. That's what I want out of this movie.
And I think I would call that a success.
Yeah, as would I. I think it also just needs to come out at the right time. Like, they really need to just thread the needle and have like nothing else out and just have this movie get released. And it will do well. You know what when I mean?
Did it give a release date?
I don't. It just said next year.
I know, like, Red Letter Media always says, like, January is, like, the worst time for movies.
That's where they send movies to die. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just called, like, fuck you, it's January. You just release all the garbage. So release this during January.
Maybe. Sometimes that works. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that works. So one other thing to just round out our San Diego Comic-Con discussion before we can discuss like the two actually interesting gaming news. there's a couple, but two that are actually interesting to talk about this week, at least, which is DC coming to fucking San Diego Comic-Con and just talking about Shazam 2, releasing the trailer for that and showing more Black Adam footage. And not talking about Ezra Miller, The Flash, Superman, Aquaman with Amber Heard.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
just going, you know what? They're just like, hey guys, we don't fucking know what we're going to do, so we're not going to talk about it, is essentially what happened.
There was a big
rumor that Henry Cavill might show up, that they were going to announce that he was going to come back as Superman. That didn't fucking happen. So yeah, DC is in a weird fucking place right now because let's be honest, Black Adam doesn't look good. Shazam 2, the trailer looked fun. I liked Shazam 1.
Good.
Yeah, Shazam was a good movie. It does end on a pretty good joke, but you know, again, trailers, right? All the jokes in the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know what we said we were talking about this a couple weeks ago. If you don't know what's going on with Ezra Miller, God bless you. God bless and keep you. Charles, you want to take a stab at it?
Imagine. You know, imagine an entitled person slowly breaking down and going crazy at the people around him. Okay? You know, and this person just has no boundaries, right? He just gets drunk, starts, you know, drunk driving, gets into fights with people. And then all the while, you're also signed to be the lead of a very important franchise of TV shows and movies.
He's also doing this in Hawaii. He's also doing this in Hawaii, too. So, Andy, there might be a chance that we get into a fight with Ezra Miller.
Oh, no. I can't win a fight. I'm going to have to call on you guys.
We'll be there to back you up.
Thank you.
Don't worry. Ezra Miller, if I recall correctly, is also a waif of a human being.
Yeah, but he does have a lot of guns, apparently. One of the things that came out too was like a video of him and a woman and her child, and the baby was playing with a bullet.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's really. Here's the thing, and this I feel
grooming a kid.
Yeah, that happened too. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's having a psychotic break and he needs help.
I honestly think.
And I don't want to say, like, you know, cast him out and let's never use him again or anything like that. But I mean, it's like until he seeks help, DC is fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they were so dependent on The Flash as being like this big reset point. Hey, everybody, we got Michael Keaton back as Batman. It's going to be great. And Ezra Miller is literally getting into more shit every week. I'm surprised he didn't show up at Comic-Con and start a fight. Just for the hell of it.
DC knows how to pick them.
Let's see. Mere hours after they were arrested As Ezra Miller goes by, mere hours after they were arrested for disorderly conduct and arrestment, Miller was released on bail and then allegedly stormed into a couple's bedroom and threatened them. Per court documents, the couple claimed that Miller burst into their bedroom and said, "I will burn your slut wife."
Oh my gosh.
It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they're definitely, yeah, they need help.
Yeah, it's tough. I want them to get help. I want them to be healthy, but also it's just like, holy shit, DC cannot make good decisions. And again, also, like I said, too, you have Aquaman 2 with Amber Heard, who just, you know, basically internet public enemy number one.
Yeah.
for the defamation suit against, or with Johnny Depp that she lost. So, yeah, DC's in a bad place. Yeah. It really showed in their Sanya. I'm curious if next year they'll be in a better place. Also, one other Marvel thing, too, which is that D23, which is in September, Kevin Feige, head of Marvel Studios, said there will be more information about Phase 6 there.
Oh.
And that Eternals will be returning.
Oh, do we need that?
Andy, that's one of your art house films.
Yeah, Jessica Zhao. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, the Eternals?
Yeah.
Yeah, the woman who directed Eternals is art house. Is she won Best Picture.
Jolie film?
Yes.
Yeah.
To be fair, I went to go see that, and then I had to leave 10 minutes in because I got a after-hours call.
Jesus Christ, Andy. Yeah.
And yeah. I brought it up on the call every time. I was like, guys, I'm missing a movie, okay? I don't care what's going on. I'm missing a movie.
Also, I saw a thing the other day that we've now gone 3 or 4 Marvel properties Eternals that haven't mentioned that at the end of Eternals, a giant god appeared in the Indian Ocean and is now there as a Marvel statue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's it. Andy, huh? Let's see. James, pull up a picture of the now statued Eternal.
Yeah,
And Andy, at the end, a giant head appears in the sky for everyone to see.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
no one talks about it.
that too. So there's a permanent celestial embedded in the earth, right? But also another celestial came to earth, parted the clouds, and yelled at three people and summoned them into space.
Yeah. It is insane.
I kind of wish I saw this. I saw Angelina slide for a bit and then I had to go.
Yeah.
There you go, Andy. This is what's in the Indian Ocean, and no one mentions it once.
Yeah. Oh, and notice how it's above the clouds at that point, right? Those are clouds.
Yeah.
That giant hand reaches from the ocean, rises up above the clouds.
Yeah, I want to say maybe that middle knuckle is where planes fly. Maybe.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, listeners at home, I can't imagine what this statue looks like underneath the clouds. It must be gigantic, and it's got mask. It looks like a Sele mask from Ava.
Yeah,
too creepy.
Hold on, Andy, I want to show you the end of Eternals now. Okay. Ereshkigal fucking
only has 6 eyes, not 7.
It
was a baby Eternal.
Oh, the Eternals aren't the name of the people.
Here we go. Andy, watch. See, the clouds are forming.
Yeah.
Jon Snow looks very concerned.
Uh-oh.
And then this happens.
Yeah. Like, literally everyone on that side of the world.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Sees this giant creature. How that wouldn't cause religion to just spring forth. Like, you're as right. a thing that happens. Right? And... you get pulled
there she
out.
Goes.
Yep. And then
look at the scale. Into space?
Yeah. Look at the scale. Okay. That person got zoomed out. You saw that person's head. Look how fucking gigantic.
Oh my gosh.
No one has said anything.
Like, you would not think all the world, the governments would just go, let's stop fighting, huh?
Yeah.
Giant fucking beings.
Oh, my God.
that dwarf our entire planet.
Yeah.
In the sky.
Yeah.
And no one talks about it.
Yeah, no, it's up to Jon Snow and apparently Mahershala Ali to take care of it. And Harry Styles.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah.
Do you think they're not talking about it because they wanted to drop the Eternals?
No. The Eternals are kind of important in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah. They kind of explained this to you in the movie after 10 minutes, which is that the role of those beings, those Celestials, is they literally start galaxies.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, like, you know, when they are born, which are born from the planet, a planet, they take the energy and create new galaxies, which starts off new life, right? So it's kind of like, yeah, you need them in order to keep the cycle of life going. But the problem was Earth would be destroyed when this one got born.
I'm just saying, we saved half of the universe's life. Maybe just give us this one, you know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Just maybe, and you know, it's like, just maybe go, all right, fine. The Celestial has to be born. You get 10,000 years to get off your planet or some shit. It's like, you know, one favor. That's all we want. But yeah,
how interesting.
If She-Hulk does not mention this, I'm going to lose my shit.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Andy, the premise for She-Hulk is that they're starting a new division to represent superheroes in legal trouble.
Yeah. Oh, that could be a fun show.
It is. She-Hulk is a fun comic. Also, Andy, much like Deadpool, she breaks the fourth wall and talks directly to the audience.
Oh.
Which, again, a good place to talk about that giant fucking thing.
Yeah, remember that, like, thing.
If they don't do it here, I'm so mad. Watch them talk about it in Wakanda Forever, just for no reason.
Oh, no, honestly, I bet you that could be a reasonable place to put it. Hey, why are you guys, Namor, what are you doing over here? Well, there's a giant fucking statue over there that came out and displaced us. And you go, oh, okay, that's fair.
We're not talking about gaming news this week. Andy, I want you to think about what that would do to the oceans, right?
Oh my god.
All the water would rise.
But
islands also disappear.
Well, also, Andy, he didn't just come out of nowhere. He came from the Earth's core.
Wait, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He rose from the
Earth. An egg. The planet was basically an egg for a Celestial.
And no one's brought it up.
No.
I would love a movie exploring how, like, faith and religion is affected by global events.
There's a great comic series about Thor that explores that very thing, Andy.
I think that would be great because you have half the world disappearing and then coming back. And then you have God appearing in the sky and you have, like, all these insane events and insane powers. Like, what is Jesus anymore? Who cares, right? Oh, so he rose someone from the dead? Who cares? You've got someone wiping out half the universe. Oh, I want this. I want this.
Yeah.
Make it happen, David Lynch.
So we've had Moon Knight, Spider-Man No Way Home, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, Miss Marvel, and Thor Love and Thunder happen and not mention this at all. Miss Marvel also would have been a great place to mention it, too.
Yeah. Honestly,
Doctor Strange would have been a great place to
anything remotely would proof about this. That'd be all I talk about in life. I'd be like, hey, guys, what does it fucking matter anymore?
Yeah.
Life got snapped. And then I'd be like, and then the clouds parted and a giant fucking head appeared in the sky and then disappeared.
You are so insignificant. You are so worthless and weak.
Don't forget that in Thor Love and Thunder, there's an ice cream shop named Infinity Cones.
Right, which is awkward as fuck to talk about.
It's a Thanos-themed ice cream store. You know, the guy killed
Infinity Cones. Oh, the stones?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like the Thanos gauntlet holding an ice cream cone.
Oh, no. I mean, you gotta laugh about it eventually.
Yeah, it's a little soon, Andy. Let me propose this to you.
Too soon?
Let me propose this to you. What if I opened a 9/11 theme restaurant? Yeah, there you go. Welcome to Dine 11. Try our twin towers of onion rings. Dine 11. That's not my joke. I saw someone make it in reference to the Infinity Stones thing, and I thought it was perfect.
Oh my god, can I? No, this idea's got legs, James. We gotta open a restaurant. Just based on world tragedies every day.
There you go.
New menu item, you just fucking. Oh.
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh, we're going to hell. But it doesn't matter because nothing matters. But yeah.
Yeah, especially in the Marvel universe, nothing matters. Are you kidding? Yes.
When's She-Hulk starting, by the by? Oh, but I'm looking at an official, well, not an official, I'm looking at an assumed timeline. Mm-hmm. So Eternals took place in 2024 in the Marvel, like, chronological timeline. Moon Knight, Spider-Man, Hawkeye series, Doctor Strange, Miss Marvel, and Thor Love and Thunder all took place time-wise after Eternal. So
After the Eternals?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, guys.
Because Hawkeye happened December of 2024. Eternals happened at some point during 2024.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Again, as a normal person, I would just be like, guys.
How's Hawkeye feel about this?
That statue, guys? It just appeared. Everybody in the world could see it at the same time.
The entire northern hemisphere saw an eldritch being appear from nowhere and scream at the planet about being mad. I will judge if this planet is worthy, he screams.
Oh my god.
It's wow. Yeah.
You know what? That people will reach across the aisle to fix that issue. Or at least I will.
Right away. That's
how we get the Thunderbolts, Andy.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, U.S. agent's going to solve this problem. Mm-hmm. U.S. agent is the guy from Hawkeye Falcon and the Winter... Or Falcon and Winter Soldier Falcon series. Winter
Soldier.
Yeah.
For that one, Andy, imagine if they desaturated Captain America into just black and red, okay, and then went, well, we can't call you Captain America anymore. You're U.S. agent.
Okay.
Yeah.
U.S. agent was a secret character in Marvel versus Capcom Battle of the Gems.
Oh, was that Marvel versus Capcom 4?
That was one.
Oh, that was the first one?
Oh boy.
Oh,
hey, remember when this week we were gonna talk about games? That didn't happen.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll talk about them on another episode. Two party. Yeah, there are a lot of PSVR 2 news came out this week. Fucking Minecraft shit on NFTs. Yeah. That multiverses game, actually pretty good. But we'll talk about that next week. Mm-hmm. I've been your host, James. I want to know about the statue in the Indian Ocean. Yeah. And I've been joined by
Charles, founder of the six-eyed religion, Yamant. And I've been joined by
Andy. We're worthless. We're nothing. We're just nothing. Okay.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Night.
Praise Airship.